you saw how it happened after February. Sweden was always against NATO. We have cooperations with NATO. We do things together. Right?
We do things all the time together.
For years, we've been doing that, you know. And all of us, no, and this Hultqvist, the guy you just spoke, our Minister
of
Defense.
Is that the midget?
No, it's not the midget. That's
Which
Morgan
one's the
Johansson.
Midget?
Morgan Johansson. It's this one.
We don't ban views.
It sounds so disgusting. So he said right before they decided to go ahead with the NATO application, he said, as long as I'm a sitting Minister of Defense, I will never vote to join NATO. And then literally like a month later, the application came in. And then he says, well, the situation has changed, of course.
Yeah, cue the Curb Your Enthusiasm music,
yeah,
right?
But that's what I mean, how they change. Like a party that was against something, they will change within a month, they will vote it through, and then they can vote it again when they get reelected. And then it's part of the Swedish foundational law. So that's how disgusting they are. So what we mean is that all of that will be gone. It will be a national socialist society. And it will be run on a national socialist principle and with the leader principle. And there will be a hierarchical structure with a leader and a senate, and then down to local municipalities having their mayors in local towns. So there will be more autonomous local governing, but the leader will rule over them all. And this will get things done. But what the parliament will argue about is about issues with a national socialist lens. National socialism will always be a part. There won't be any political parties. It won't be called the Nordic Resistance Movement Democratic Party, whatnot. It is just the Nordic nation. That's what it is. And that's, you know, why it's a revolution.